welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
That came out really good.
I should be used to it by now.
Yeah. We skipped last week. There was a lot of stuff going on.
I think there's a lot going on this week too, but we squeezed it in.
Yeah, I think so. Breslin ended up being in the hospital longer than her procedure was estimated to be. But she's all good. She's back at school, so that's good. I don't know. I always just get PTSD whenever we're in the hospital and stuff because she's had so many things.
Yep.
And I don't know. I always feel like we are destined to be in there longer than what they estimate because I always feel like we're always like the exception. So
do you always, like mentally, you always prepare yourself when they say you're getting out in one day, but it's really going to be.
Yeah. But also like, I don't know, you know, you have some like triggers. That's a trigger for me.
Yeah.
Like checking in, getting in the room, change your tour gown. Like all of that reminds me of a bunch of things. I don't, like it just takes me back.
So yeah, I can relate. Mm-hmm. I used to go be at the hospital, practically live at the hospital because my grandmother lived with us.
Yeah.
She would be at the hospital quite a bit.
Yeah.
She's had like maybe a couple of heart attacks and my dad would be in the hospital. So it just brings those memories because every day, like after school,
wow,
we'd have to go there and whatnot. It was just hot. And like the smell of the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's different hospitals to smell differently.
I bet. I can imagine what like her like area of smell, you know, this is a children's hospital. I've been in regular hospitals.
Me too.
They smell different.
They smell, yes. I don't know about children's, but like, I remember Medical City specifically because I used to work there.
Yeah. I remember you said.
And then I walked in like so many years later and I walked into the main area. I was like, oh, this brings back so many memories. And I don't want to have these memories again. Like they smell and everything. I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah. No, they do a good job at the children's hospital. Like they don't, I can imagine the difference would be with like just normal, you know, adult being so different because, you know, children don't have those.
Well, let me go back. Like, I don't think there's a bad smell of the hospital. There's just like a very distinctive smell that you remember. And I used to work there and I'm like, it's a very strong, distinct smell.
Okay. We'll just say distinct.
Yeah. It doesn't smell bad. It just smells, it just brings me back those memories. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't want to ever have the hospital memories.
No. And then that was right the next day after our birthday party. You did so much for my birthday party. You organized a lot.
I would do anything. I'd do anything for you, Jacqueline.
I'd do anything for you.
But you had a good time.
I did.
You had exactly.
I had no idea.
There's no way that we cannot not do something big for your birthday.
Well, that was so last minute though. I think I decided on that.
Yes,
Monday,
but when you came, you're like, I don't know. I'm not going to do anything. I was like, what? This is not you, Jacqueline. We are doing something for your birthday.
And then, yes, you convinced me. And I was like, how do you not do anything? It was just everything leading up to that week was so stressful because I was getting the last minute stuff on my house and everything.
And everything turned out perfect.
Fine.
And you had such a good time.
Yeah. And it ended up being like
so much fun.
Gosh. The last person left like at 12:30 midnight.
Oh my gosh.
I got a text saying I'm home now. And I was like, holy shit.
Oh, I don't remember. I think I got home at 10.
I don't even know. I don't know when anyone left. I had no
It was
concept
late.
Of
it
time.
Was 10. Me and Christy left at the same time.
But I always laugh at all the stuff that's like left at my house.
Oh, gosh. I was telling everybody because I guess I was the only one that was sober there. So I kind of knew. I was like, hey, your shoes are out there. Your clothes, your jeans are there. Like those
so you
nice
actually
heels.
Helped the situation.
I did. And one of the girls was walking out without a phone. She goes, oh, I'll get it later. I was like, wait, where's your phone?
You're going to really want that.
Yeah.
You're going to kick yourself in the ass when you like
realize
you said
it.
That.
So I just went and like, okay, let's go look for your phone. She had no idea.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, those heels are nice. If you don't get them, I will take those home. And I will never tell you, won't even remember. Yeah. And so she's like, I think I can go get those, her heels. But she left her clothes there.
Yeah. But like, I'm glad you did that because even though there were a lot of things left, that was the least amount of articles left from like a pool party that I've had. So that was a win.
But those are some nice stuff though.
I was like, anyone in shoes? And I was like, what size are those? Because they were too big for me.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, that's a size 7. I'll take them.
Oh, me too. I would have taken them.
And then the person who said that they were there, so I was like, girl, you went home with no shoes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, and you don't remember? That's awesome.
Her car drove her. I told her, as long as her car drives you. Your Tesla better drive you home.
Put that address. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a good time. So that was a great time. So thank you for everyone. Course, I know it was a group effort, but for you organizing it especially, it was a lot. And you weren't even drinking, so.
But I had a lot of fun. Yeah, I will say I laughed so much.
We're always good for a laugh. We're always good for some, you know, therapy sessions. But it's good. I love it. I love our group. I love all the women. And you know what? It was so much fun. And no one, the best thing I like about, you know, when you find like a good tribe and a good group of girls that like can hang out and for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, a long time.
Yeah.
No one was judgy. No one was judging anything. No one brought anything up. There were a lot of things that happened that were like a lot of things that were funny and a lot of things that were like, see, yeah, girl, but whatever it is, yeah, right? But like the thing, the beauty of it all is that it's all fun.
Yes. And I feel like at those moments, like you get close, you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know we had drinks, but like everyone had drinks, but like still they were still in their comfort zone and they were able to like let out happy, sad, whatever was on their heart, they let out. It was fun. It's so genuine, sincere. It is.
And there were some people who like I wasn't really close to last year and that they were there. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so happy of this friendship that we've like grown and now like you're, I don't want to say inner circle, but yeah, like whenever we do stuff, I think of you and I want you to be there because we've gotten along so close. Like how have we not,
yep,
been friends before this?
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And so I know we always joke around like no new friends. I always embrace new friends if they like mesh and I don't want to say fit the mold,
mm-hmm,
but you know, are not judgmental mostly,
mm-hmm,
and can just slide in, you know, like there was, yes, the one person that I brought, my internet friend.
Oh yeah.
And she just, boom, she got everyone along with loved everybody. Her. Everyone, mm-hmm, loved her. Mm-hmm. You know,
the ones that are judgy.
No,
peace out.
We don't. We
peace
don't
out.
Those. I can sniff those pretty well. I have a good radar on that stuff. And,
you do? Okay.
For the most part.
Otherwise, I'll tell you because I'm looking from outside.
I know, right? I'm too in the moment of having like a good time. But I can tell those women. And it's not like I have a bad relationship or anything. But I just know, you know, we're cordial, we're friendly and everything. I just know I'm not going to have them over when I know the group of people are going to be letting loose. And those people already don't judge any of us or anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them bringing someone in, feeling like, oh my gosh, like now, you know, because you can tell. You
yeah,
can tell.
Absolutely.
The person
you can
who's
tell.
Like not seeming like they're enjoying themselves, not like letting it all out, not letting it hang, like not just being themselves and just
yeah.
reserved. To me, if you're reserved, not only are you afraid of us judging you, which I get that if you're new, but you judging us,
mm-hmm.
that's not ever comfortable.
No.
I just don't like that vibe.
Not at all. Mm-mm. So we had none of those.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we don't care.
we don't care. We don't have time. We don't have time for that.
Because I'm a hot mess too, you know?
I think we all are just trying to like...
We all have our shit. We all are trying our best. We all are not perfect. And we know that. And I'm going to tell you that. I mean, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Right? And so...
No. And then when you think about what you are doing, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. You know, you're just like... It's yeah.
I know.
It's okay. But that's why women, it's like the women tribe you talk about. I think like the mom tribe or women tribe, we should all support each other.
Exactly.
And not judge each other.
1,000%.
You know, just.
No, because we already put pressure on ourselves. You know.
Yep.
And so.
Just, and all the other moms are doing the same exact thing. So they all know the pressure.
Yeah. It's the ones that think they're perfect. I stay away from. First of all, I don't let think I'm know. Everyone's cup let of us tea. Know. I'm let everyone's, us know. I'm not perfect. Everyone's cup of tea. And that's totally fine. Totally fine. I get that. I'm a bit much.
Listen, I told my daughter, not everyone's going to like you. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because if everyone likes you, there's something wrong.
Exactly.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Like, if everyone likes you, you know you're changing your personality for everybody. There's different types of people.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, our dogs are walking around. And I think I need to cut Nala's nails pretty soon.
Yeah, it's just not everyone's going to like you. Just be yourself. That's all.
So let's talk about today's topic.
Mean girls.
Mean girls.
We're going to have to label it. Mean girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think mean girls can exist at any age, to be honest with you.
Yes, but they really, really happen in middle school. Like when people said, when parents would be like, hey, there's, you know, mean girl stuff happening in middle school. I really thought like, okay, Rio's a sweet girl. If she stays out of everything and like she's kind to everybody, like, you know, she's not gonna get into anything.
Right.
It's not her getting into anything. It's like girls are getting her into it. Like no matter what, she's like, she's not involved. But like the ones that are nice to me are the ones that actually they pick on.
Because you're not gonna say anything back.
They're not going to say anything back. The mean girls are going to be like, oh, she's not going to like, she's just going to. Yeah, absolutely. She's not going to go against them. Do you see what I'm saying? And she's not going to say anything. But it's like the things that the rumors that start, it's like they just hear somebody talking and then they automatically make something up and then they just turn around and spread those. I mean, those rumors go around really, really fast.
And middle school is like awful for that. I feel like, you know, for me personally, all of elementary, you mm-hmm. know, you basically stay with the same class.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you just get punched in the face, literally sometimes in middle school. And it's a hard reality. And it's just for nothing. It's just
absolutely
shit.
Nothing. Like it makes no sense. And I go, you know, if they can, if a girl like. You know, she was really, really sweet to Rhea. They were both really sweet girls. And out of nowhere, she comes to her and's like, I don't like you.
Oh, maybe she was forced to say things?
Forced?
I mean, I think a lot of times.
But like.
I know. I'm just trying to like, I don't know. I don't want to say give the benefit of the doubt, but. A lot of stupid shit happens.
Oh, no, I know.
Like, hey, go tell Rhea that you don't want to be your friend, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And just to look cool, it's all about, I don't even say reputation, right? Because it's dumb. But to fit in, right? You just want to be liked.
Yeah, you want to just, no, I understand. You'll do anything to, you know, maybe one of the popular girls, like, go and say this to her, like a bet, whatever.
Yeah.
Fine. But you obviously know what that character is. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so like Rhea like asked and everything. And so she's like, oh, so-and-so said something about you saying something about my sister. Blah. Like it's such a mess, but like the emotional roller coaster that goes with it.
Yeah.
Is on a different level. Like Rhea is super, super sensitive, but she's also a very sweet, kind and sincere girl too. Mm-hmm. And from left and right, like it's the end of school year, first of all, and you know girls are like out there just getting everything out.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
yes.
It's apparently a trend. You know, they're gonna wait till the last day of school to so and so say that you stink. I think they're like they're gonna talk about a girl who you know smells and you know just so much stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, those are her childhood friends that are gonna go and tell her that.
Gosh, it's and so I'm sad. Just like.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. It's like the maturity level, or they just love drama. They feed off of drama.
Yeah. I mean, because at that point, what else are you going to talk about when you guys get together, when they like have lunch or like talk on the phone? All it is just talking shit.
But what about boys?
Even talking shit about other girls because of boys. But it's always just gossip at that age. Oh my gosh.
I guess I can understand gossip, but but at the same time, I'm like, why are you being mean to girls that don't even have anything to do with it? Like,
because that makes them seem cool. That makes them seem like they were like ruling the school. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a bad bitch, you know, just, mm-hmm. just like, I mean, like the movie Mean Girls, you know, mm-hmm. that they pick on everyone else because no one's going to say anything to them.
Right.
And then if you say something to them, like, it could either make you or break you because you don't know how they're going to react, right? And you could either say something that they'll say something to you back, and now you're going to look like a fool in front of everyone mm-hmm, versus mm-hmm. you not saying something. So it's a really hard position to be in. Even if you just say, like, let it go, you know, like...
Let it go. Let,
yeah, just, like, let it go. you still seem weak. It's such a pivotal moment, I think, in any child. So, I say child. They're teenager at that point, but even more so females because they're changing. Their bodies are changing. Mm-hmm. Their hormones are changing.
Their hormones. Whew.
They're getting into the boys. And then they're really, really realizing that there are some mean girls out there. And even the girls that, like you said, were friends throughout all of elementary, now suddenly, like, I don't like you. That's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really a struggle. I mean, I don't want to do that ever again.
I remember seeing the mean girls. Like, they would never allow you. Like, I mean, I went to school here in Richardson. Like, the girls, like, you could not, there's a group of girls and you cannot, no matter what, they are a tight fit. You cannot be friends with them. Mm-hmm. Like, they won't be friends with anybody else. That's right. Just the only
yeah.
friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you'd have class with them. You'd have like, try to say hi to them and everything. None of them would say anything to you. That's the only thing I remember as being super mean. Mm-hmm. Those girls being by not talking. But I don't remember so much mean girl stuff. But then again, yeah, I don't remember so much mean girl
stuff.
Would
you say that, were you more in like the background or more of like the, I don't want to say more popular girls because that's always not, because there's a lot of popular girls, right? But I'm like, a girl with a lot of friends.
Yes, I was probably. Yeah, I was one of the girls with a lot of friends.
Yeah, same, you
know,
here.
When I first got into seventh grade, I was popular just because you're like, you know, there's an Indian friendly girl, yeah, yeah. And like, there's nobody else that looks like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're like curious to know who I was, you know. But like, I wasn't everything popular and whatnot. But like, I didn't take it too hard and like do the mean girl stuff. I didn't even know that was supposed to be.
Oh, for sure. No. What I'm saying, so I went to a very, very, very diverse middle school. So you had like, you know, the white people, the black people, the Hispanic people, then you had like Asian people, like everyone. It was so diverse. There wasn't like a one group pack, but you knew the more popular girls out of all of those are like the ones with like a lot of friends, and I always like got along with like a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But really what I saw was not so much a whole school bullying, but within like the racist, right? Like, mm-hmm. I never had an issue with like a black girl come talk shit to me, right? But it was like other Hispanic girls within, you know, like would talk shit to me about stuff, you know, like mm-hmm. it wasn't like a whole school thing. It was just like a lot of things. So maybe like that mutes it a lot, you know. There were also like a lot of people in my high school, so I think that also helps. But I remember, I mean, for me, the reason why a lot of people would talk shit to me and stuff was calling me a prude, which I was.
Oh, me too.
I think we talked about this. Yeah.
We're both prudes. And I'm very proud of that, y'all. I'm so proud of it.
I'm so proud of that.
I don't think I regret any of it.
But at the moment, you know, I'm not afraid. Like, I couldn't come up with, like, the responses like I would now, yes. Right? I think I was like, I'm not a prude, because back then you don't want to be known as that. Or I
well,
didn't.
You don't want someone saying that to you either. Right, like, right. Oh, you're a prude. But right. No, I was definitely, from seventh grade on to high school, I was definitely a prude.
Yeah, but I remember, like, yeah, I mean, and like, you, it's funny how you say, I thought things would be different now, how the school year is coming to a close and so everything's coming out. I remember so many fights being on the last day of school, because then you knew you weren't going to see each other.
Or, you know, but you're not going to get in trouble.
Right. But now, like, there's so much social media. You can still talk shit and do things.
Mm-hmm. Cyberbully.
Without even being in school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which also really fucking sucks.
Yes. There's always, there's a way to contact you or get to you during the summertime. It's not like you, like, leave summer and you don't see
them.
Yeah.
Like, especially that was here us. In this, like, unless you keep in contact. Like, everyone's going to see each other.
Yeah, but, like, even the girls that are, like, you know, in the neighboring neighborhoods, right? Like, you're still going to be able to see what's going on through social media.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? And or be able to speak up or whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's...
How involved do you get as a parent with that stuff?
So I try to... So Rhea sees a lot of it. She's not, like, really part of it either, uh-huh. like, a lot of it. She sees a lot of it. And she just doesn't understand how, you know, if that one or two popular girls are there and they're mean and they're making, you know, they're mean. They have so much drama around mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. How come all the surrounding girls are always, like, sucking up to her?
Because they have control. What they don't, it's kind of keep your enemies closer, right? It's not like they want to be true friends. They don't want to get made fun of. They don't want to get be a target. They don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I just found out they don't want to be. They don't want to be the target.
Exactly. So you just kind of keep them close enough.
But Rhea does not follow that, and she's just like me. So me and her are very much alike on that. We're like, you know, I know to play. I told her, like, you have to play politics, but she's like. Not to a certain level, I will speak up, you know? Mm-hmm. But she, like, distanced herself from all that drama. But she's like, I don't get it. Like, one second, you know, they're, like, saying all this stuff about the popular girl. And then all those girls are talking about her. And then as soon as the popular girl comes, it's like, suck up, suck up, suck up.
Oh, yeah. But you have that everywhere. You have that here, too.
And that's what I'm trying to tell Rhea. This is reality. This is mm-hmm. just, like, for her. But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard because she's just like, then how do I know if they're sincere or not? Like it's very hard because blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, through experiences, you'll know.
Yeah, I was going to
say. But then you'll get smarter and smarter. Mm-hmm. You'll get it in whatever you feel, you know, instinctual. Like, you'll be able to tell.
And that just comes with just life, you know.
Yes.
You start to really see that
mm-hmm.
without having to get to know them very well.
Yeah, and so I told her, I go, remember, if you see them being nice to you, but mm-hmm. then you turn around and see you're being nice to, not being nice to other people, that's like, you got to pay attention to all that. There's just so much going on in middle school that they probably are not focusing on those kind of things. You know what I'm saying? They're just wanting to know everybody, being, you know, they're having FOMO and stuff, but it's the emotional roller coaster. It's kind of difficult because Rhea is sensitive. But you know, I've been trying to tell her, it's not worth it.
Right. But
if a girl can come and just say, I don't like you, and not have any mm-hmm. feeling on that, like, would you be able to do that to a friend? And she goes, no, I would never do that.
Right. You have to flip it.
And she's like, if they can do that, then you know what kind of person they are. Like, I think she got a gift for one of her friends and, like, her close friend. And she's like, this is a gift. And she, like, did everything for her. And then she asked her the next day, did you like it or whatever? And she goes, it's okay. And I go, wait, what? Then I was like, if I see that girl.
Yeah. Okay. You know? So how,
oh gosh,
I know it's a different, like, I got bussed into my school. So my mom had no idea who anybody was. No idea who the moms were.
I think it just did the same. We had to survive.
Yeah.
It wasn't about our parents.
It was the kids. Like, it was just me. Right.
Yeah.
But if that happens here, we're all close, that high school, we all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? And do you do anything? I don't even know.
It depends.
Like, I'm just trying to wonder, like,
sure,
maybe you shouldn't. Maybe if you know the mom, you could. You know, I am not there yet. I'm sure I will be.
Mm-hmm.
But you're there.
You have to pick which one it is and who it's with. If it's someone that she doesn't know very well, then you kind of tell her, like, Bria tells me everything. She'll text me during school and kind of tell me what's going on.
But if you know the mom very well, what do you do?
Oh, I'll call and have a conversation if things are not being resolved between them two,
okay,
between the girls. I will call the parents because I have that relationship. Yeah. It's not about like, oh, you need to stop. Like, it's just a very casual, just letting the other mom know and vice versa. Yeah. Anything.
And I mean, I would want to know if my kid was being a jerk or picking on somebody or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I would want to know. Yeah. And I would hope that if the mom knew me,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm,
they would let me know too. They would let me know.
And so the moms that I've spoken to, they're amazing. They're really easy to talk to. They're super. So that's why it was easy to, you know, talk to the parents, mm-hmm, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they're not about like, oh, I'm going to. They know, everybody knows who their kid is.
Yeah, but there's some people who don't.
Oh,
yeah. That you try to tell them, they're like,
oh,
not
I
my
run
kid.
Into a lot of moms like
not,
that.
Not my kid, my kid. And I'm just like, okay, I've actually seen your kid. But okay, you just put your glasses on and just keep on going.
So does it happen a lot on the boys too?
Not really. We've had some things, issues before, but I think Donovan now at this school,
mm-hmm,
it probably will change when it's a whole bunch of new kids. But I think now he can, I've had to do that with him too. Like, would you say anything like that? Do any of your other friends tell you those things? Okay, then no. I tell them exactly like you. Like, if one of mommy's friends said that to me, I wouldn't be their friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I have so many other good friends that would never say that to me. You right. know, so once I put that to him like that, he understood and he was fine. He's at peace, right? And then he actually really realized like how toxic it was and then wanted nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the parents who I think also when they walk around and think that they're perfect little angel as a little angel,
mm-hmm,
there's no discipline, there's no consequences or anything like that for that kid to stop
right.
doing those things, right? And I also think, hey, at some point they also see other people doing that stuff, whether it's their parents and stuff, because there have been some things that kids say and I'm like, how the fuck did they know to say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I could never see that those words come out of any of, like, let's just say Donovan's friends,
mm-hmm,
right? To say to anybody.
Yeah.
Right? I have to imagine that they're hearing this from either older siblings, mm-hmm, or their parents talking about other parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
To say things like that. Like, what? There was one who's called someone, like, a fucking pussy or...
What?
Or what was it? I remember you said... This kid was just like going around saying like, what a douchebag or whatever. I can't remember, but they were like little, they were like in third grade. And I was just like, how is he saying those things?
Mm. How he has he to be hearing it somewhere. At,
exactly.
Either at home or whatnot.
You know,
but you know, another thing I can't, it's really hard for parents to all like when you meet to judge so much. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, I feel like girls this age, now, I don't know about boys, but girls in middle school, like, I feel like they're going through, like, they're learning, they're figuring things out. You need to give them a little bit of grace as long as it's not being manipulative. You know what I'm saying? There are girls, there are some girls out there that are, I see it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
They are so manipulative. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, whoa, I can't believe it. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like super, super, like, you know me. I like grew up a little sheltered.
Yeah.
So even though I knew things were going out there, I just kept my distance from stuff. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Again, like you may be surprised, and I'm surprised sometimes of how brazen, mm-hmm, women are our age. and how much in your face they could be such a bitch. And I'm just like, whoa.
Oh yeah.
You got the boldness. Balls,
yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it always takes me back. But you know what? Those girls are going to be grown up to be exactly like that.
But you know what? Me and Paul were talking about this. You know what? Sometimes it's always the ones that are sweet and kind, the ones that are always getting hurt, because we have a conscience. Mm-hmm. Those girls can live their whole life being bold and not so nice, but they don't have a conscience, so they don't even know what they're doing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's where Rhea's argument's like, it's not fair. Like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, Rhea, it's better to be like everyone who see good people who see you know that you're a good person.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
And if they don't see you as a good person, who cares? Yeah. They don't have time for that.
Just like how it is that you said that those mean girls are, they don't have real friends.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like that in adulthood, those mean girls have quote unquote friends.
But everyone and still sucks up to them.
I understand, but they're not true relationships. They still talk shit about each other. They still judge each other.
Yes.
Like, how horrible would that be if your so-called friends still like would judge you, or that you have to like walk on eggshells, or you just can't be completely who you would rather be, or act how you would rather be, or just always have some kind of reservation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That would really fucking suck. So you know what? Good for those fucking mean girls, right? Because they don't have real friends.
They don't. But then do they know that they don't have real friends?
I don't really think so.
Because they don't, that's something, I don't think they have a conscience. Like, they don't think about that. They're so self-absorbed.
Yeah.
That they don't think that they know, they don't think that they have no friends. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see those people, they're living their life. And I'm like, wow, they can just walk around thinking what they want to think and actually believe it. Where we all have conscience and we get hurt on the same. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it.
I was going to literally I wouldn't tell you. good for them. I would still not want to be them.
Nope.
I would still not want to be them.
Which is authentic.
I just couldn't be anything not, no. You know? Yeah. I hate fakeness. I can't be fake.
No. You know, we talk about like, you know, you have to be political. I have politics and like be fake. I was like, only for a little while, but I can't do it for so long. It hurts my soul.
Well, here's the thing. You have to like give it, not everyone the benefit of the doubt, right? But you have to like meet somehow. And then after you meet,
yeah,
then you like start really knowing what you feel, and you know, your gut will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And too bad, like Rhea is so young. They don't have that instinct yet. They're still figuring all these things out. And you like want to tell them so bad.
Oh, I do. When I see those girls, I'm just like.
I mean, I would want to tell those girls like, you're a fucking bitch and you'll always be a bitch. And you know what I mean? But like, clearly you can't, right? But like, oh, gosh.
I think.
Because you know those girls. You know them.
Oh, I know. And you can see the resemblance from the parents too sometimes. On some girls, not all of them.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, how do you have the guts to sit there and say the things that you do? Do you just think like spreading? Do you not have? I look at it as, Rhea, we come from good culture, a good background, and stand up straight and walk out there. Like, you know, be bold. Don't walk with your head down. She does do that. That's a little, you know, that shows confidence. Look at people in the eye and stand up straight. And I go, Rhea, this is what I told her. I go, you're hearing this from your nanny, which is her grandmother, my mom. Mm-hmm. We've got culture. We've got morals and values. Those things nobody can steal from you.
Yeah.
And so you stand behind what you have, and don't worry about these girls. If they don't have it, they're not good enough for you.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, you distinguish yourself from all these other average girls out there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I was so upset.
I mean, things get heated. I'd be like, you know, if I had to tell that to Donovan, I'd be like, Donovan, you're a fucking badass dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't need these people. Like,
nope, absolutely not.
Damn, what was I going to say? But, oh, I grew up, middle school was 3 years. And this is 2 quick ass fucking years.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for high school.
So she only has 1 more year down.
1 more year.
And then she's going to be, and then you know what? Those girls who think they rule the school, guess what? They're going to go to high school and it's going to be a whole fucking ball game.
Oh, yeah.
They will get yours. Karma's a bitch. I truly believe in that.
Me too.
So just know it's going to flip really quick, faster than they know it.
I tell Rhea the same thing. I go, karma, believe in karma. Both ways.
Yeah.
Remember your heart.
Yeah. Like, do good. Do right.
Yes. And it'll come right back to you. That energy is going to come in tenfold.
Yeah.
But if you do something bad, it'll be 10 times worse for you. Mm-hmm. So just remember that. So it's just, it's, you know, they say kids, it's so hard. It's so much harder. You talk about it being hard when they're young. Like, they got so much going on. You got to like make sure they're, you know, laundry, all the small things. Yeah. But honestly, Rhea's able to do everything on her own now. But this, on the other hand, this emotional stress is on a different level.
So it's every stage is hard.
It gets harder and harder.
And you know, like when you're in it, in whatever stage it you're at, you think, oh, this is the hardest, right?
But then when you
I wish Donovan could be more independent like Rhea, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's other things that you just don't know. So
then you're like, oh, I wish they were little.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, enjoy the moments is what they say.
Yeah. And you know, you just believe that if you're doing the right thing, then you should, you know, you can keep going, you know, as long as you're doing the right thing. But like, you know, these girls have a lot of emotions, you know, obviously with the hormones and everything, but I think we've kind of got into her head, and she's good. She's got a great relationship with my mom and sister, which is someone different than her parents, right? And they talk to her, and my mom drills it in her head like she's drilled me, and I'm strong. I don't let other people, like, you know, I used to, but not anymore. So hopefully she has that passed down to her, and she, you know, that relationship.
But just give her that grace, because you just said you used to be that way. And you're not that way. And I'm sure that came with age, experience.
But, you know,
speaking for yourself.
But at the same time, you kind of, what you learned and what you know, you want to kind of let her know, because she's like me. You don't want anybody else to take that happiness from you.
Yes.
And you don't want to stress about it. No one's losing sleep over you.
Right.
So don't lose sleep over these people. They're not worth it. Don't shed a tear, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, you know,
sometimes people have to learn on their own.
Though I know I let her, I'm not trying to control, but like, don't let it keep.
No, I'm not trying to control it, but sometimes like there's no greater.
No, they have to go through these experiences. Yeah. But let me just tell you, what defines popular? What do you think is?
How I would define popular is different than what they would define popular. So I just feel like you are popular. If that word doesn't really exist in my vocabulary right now, right? But if I had to define it at this age right now, being popular is just being someone who, whenever someone thinks of as being nice and friendly and just like a good person, and who's always just like positive, right? I just feel like you don't have to be the sweetest person. You don't have to be always like fake, always, you know, people pleaser, always whatever, but just a good, genuine person who is overall friendly, overall cordial, who like, for the most part, if you took a poll of like all the women, they'd be like, oh, do you like her? They're like, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
I think
the most likable, maybe.
Likable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Likable. You know.
All arounder. Not just like one little segment of girls that you can only be friends with.
Yes. That to me, that is at.
I agree.
Would define popular.
Just be yourself and like, you know, everybody likes you. You've been nice to everybody out there.
Yeah.
But be yourself. It's not the same way in middle school, though. Like, I think the girls that are popular are the girls that
popular have drama.
Popular with the boys, just always have some sort of drama. You always have some sort of entertainment to listen to.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Because I think popular then would be just like people talking about you, whether it's good, bad, like everyone knows you, everyone, you know, I think that's just like what that's about.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want my nickname being talked about in so much in any of everyone's business. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you ask about me, that's fine. But if, like, someone's talking about you consistently, normally, like, it's not a good thing.
No.
Mm-mm. That's good. I don't want anybody talking
about me. I don't want anybody talking about me either. But I'm thinking about me. I don't want you thinking about me. I don't want you talking about me. But, yeah, no, it's we'll see. We'll see. I'm looking forward to the summer.
We are not mean girls. Anyone can sit with us. You just have to be cool.
Yes, be genuine.
Just be real.
Don't judge us, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because Sujata will get you.
Yes, I will.
All right, well, that was our episode. If you guys have, like, middle schoolers or any advice or anything to share, please. We are open, I think. Everyone's just trying to navigate, you know, and help their kids or help themselves. So if you have any, you know, tips or any kind of, like, advice that you want to share that has helped you or that was not helpful, that would also be helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what else would be helpful? Ratings. Oh, yeah.
Let us know how we're doing.
Yes.
And click, let us know,
stars. Write a little blurb. At the very least, click some stars. That's what we want. Follow us on Facebook. Oh, sorry. No. No more Facebook.
No more Facebook.
We're just doing Instagram and just doing our Authentically Moms page. So follow us on that, and we will see you soon.
All right. Have a good one.